need to be sealed and they're guaranteed for life. Visit transformyourkitchen.com or stop by a participating Lowe's today to give your outdated surfaces the transformation they've been waiting for.
Firehouse Subs is proud to announce that now you can get the big taste of any of their 10 specialty subs in a new flavor-packed small size. New small subs start at just $3.99 and they're under 500 calories each. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet.
Oh yeah, sweet it
on
is.
Sunny
side of the street.
I used to
walk in the shade,
in that shade, with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
People that talk in metaphors ought to shampoo my crotch.
If I ever have what I said, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on sunny sands.
Out of that street. When people whistle, that usually means somebody's in a good mood. Not me, I'm just whistling because...
I'm just whistling to be whistling along with the song.
Good afternoon, everybody. Glad to have you with us. The day before my daughter's birthday. Her birthday is May 23rd. When's Alyssa's birthday?
December 6th.
For some reason, I was thinking it was close to my daughter's.
My son Joshua's birthday is May 12th, and he is the same exact age as your daughter. Well, he's a few weeks older, or a few days, or whatever.
Maybe that was it. Maybe that's what I was thinking about. Tomorrow, I have to stop and think about it. Tomorrow, she will be, hard to believe, 27.
No.
No, hold on.
29.
Yeah, thank you. Well, yeah, hold on. Yeah, 20. I know, daughter's birthday, 29.
My son just turned 29. They're the same age.
No, you're right. When people say, how old are your kids? I can never spit it out. 31, 32, and 29. I can't do it. I have to go, hang on. 1980, 83, and 88. That's the first thing I have to do.
Yeah.
The year they were born. And then, okay, 29. And then, of course, a year from tomorrow, I'll have a 30-year-old daughter, which, look, we're talking to people who have 40-year-old kids, and they just, I don't know. There's certain things that make you feel old. First of all, when you say, I'm in my 60s, I don't care how you cut it, that just sounds old. And if you say, yes, our 30-year-old daughter or son, I've got sons in their 30s, I hate the old thing. I hate it.
The sons being in the 30s it's one thing, but now your youngest is next year. She's going to be 30.
Yeah, the youngest is 30.
And it's like,
and I talked to somebody 2 days ago that I haven't spoken to for at least a couple of years, and he just turned 70. And what's interesting to me, I've always liked sort of studying people's voices, the way they answer the phone, whether they sound, hello, or hello, or you call a business, let's say it's the Ajax Soap Company, and the person answers, Ajax, or they answer, good afternoon, Ajax Soap Company, my name's Tom, how can I help you? They're totally different. Way to answer the phone. And I've always sort of been fascinated by voices, especially the fact that you can have two women on the phone and hang on one second. Can you hold on one second? Hang on.
Okay.
I got to get up and move something that's driving me nuts. Hold on.
1001, 1002, 1003, 1004, 1005.
Sorry, there was like a glare. It's a weird thing. I had to move something that was reflecting. So, this you can talk to two women, and let's say they're exactly the same age, and let's make that age 50. And one of them will sound here. Aunt B on Andy Griffith was only in her 50s, and she she looks like she's 75 years old.
And they acted like they were 75.
She wore those old frumpy dresses, those librarian, sorry, librarians.
Oh, and those horrible shoes too.
Those clunky old woman who lived in a shoe type shoes. Yeah. Then you can talk to another woman in her 50s. She sounds 25 years old. So this guy 2 days ago that I talked to sounds exactly, I could have been talking to him 30 years ago. And Dan, I cannot tell one bit of difference in your voice now and 25 years ago.
Well, look at, here's a great example, I think, is Jay Randolph.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
And we've said this before. He sounds, if you said, listen to this tape from Jay Randolph from 1980, and it was, tricked you, it was recorded yesterday, I couldn't tell the difference.
I know.
That's a great example.
Like Jimmy Holder, the same way.
Yeah, another one.
He's talked like he was 80 since 1980.
If he did Down in the Subway, it sounds just like he did it 20 years ago.
Another good example, Jim Holder. But then, what is that, you think, that it causes some people as they age to, and with men, it's a weakening. It sounds like the voice is weakened or something. And with women, it's but when I talked to him, I told him, I said, man, you sound the same. And I think maybe if people are in the business of talking, maybe it's if you use your voice. Well, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't get as old or as tired because it's exercise. You've exercised your voice. I don't know. That sounds probably stupid, I guess. But my dad now sounds like a real old guy when you talk to him.
But he's 90.
Well, yeah,
he'll be
91 in 6 weeks. Seven weeks.
I guess that once you hit 90, you have a pass. You get a pass.
I think, you know what? You're right.
Old.
No, you're
sound
right.
Sound old.
Yeah. In fact, let's make it 80.
Okay.
You get 80, you can flip off the switch and just sound like you want to sound. Because you probably are tired.
Yeah.
All right. If you made it to 80, you're probably tired. My mother-in-law, my wife's mother, she sounds her age. And she's a loud talker.
Oh.
And my wife is a loud talker. And I think she gets that from her mind. You get the two of them on together, you can hear them a mile away. They talk. So I tell her, I say, don't talk so loud. And then she gets mad. Yeah. I say, you talk too loud.
What do you mean I talk too loud?
And I said, the phone is right up against your mouth. You do not have to yell. It doesn't make, you don't have to do that. And then she gets mad. Oh, okay, here we go. This weekend, we're out with some people, and she was talking about a couple that she had met, and she was making reference to that they were wealthy, and they only associated with other wealthy people. They were the country club type people. And she said, you know the type people that are always, I wrote it down. Here's exactly how she said it. She said, oh, they look at you under their noses. I believe the expression is they look down their nose at you. No, not her. And by the way, she had two Cosmopolitans. If she has two drinks, I don't know who I'm with. She says things that don't make any sense. And they look at you under their noses. And I just thought,
oh, that's when she gets into politics too, isn't it?
A couple of drinks. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
And I have to tell her before we go somewhere, if we're going to, I said, please do not discuss politics. I mean it. Don't.
Aren't those cosmopolitans kind of
it's
sweet?
Like a,
aren't they sweet?
Yeah.
Well, she only drinks two things. We don't drink a lot. She'll once a month she'll go out and have two drinks, and they're either two cosmopolitans or it's a vodka martini.
I think I've had a cosmopolitan. I thought they were sweet.
Pink or something. Yeah. It looks like a girl drink, right? Yeah.
That's perfect for you, Dan. Dan likes the.
I love the food.
He's a girl drink drunk.
Perfect for a guy who almost sold Mary Kay cosmetics. Yeah. You know, we'll never let you forget that you almost sold Mary Kay. Any guy that responds to, we're looking for Mary Kay cosmetic salespeople, any guy that responds to that, we can't believe you're not gay. We know you're not. We just can't believe it. Because only a gay guy would, in any other situation, the guy would be gay. So it is May 22nd, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
I knew it.
I understand the Saturday night was a massive success.
Oh, my goodness.
Window World Trivia Night. And they raised $283,000 for St. Jude. They're $30,000 short of $1 million that they've given to St. Jude.
Yeah.
At Window World. And for me and my tiny, tiny role in raising money, I've actually apologized to Window World because I was very disappointed. And I'll tell you who I'm disappointed in. Those of you who are listening and who are regular listeners who have a lot of money, and you know who you are. Look, it's not my place to tell people what to give money to, but I'm basing that on all years past. In the past, somebody always stepped up and pushed us over the top, and it didn't happen this year. And I think I know why, but I'm still kind of disappointed. And I think the reason I said this before is we have too many things going at the same time. With the little Patriots embrace thing, we have the golf tournament that the station almost seems to have forgotten about, the September 15th, and then another golf tournament that they're all over promoting. And you get too many things going, and people go, hey, enough. I don't have enough money to do all this.
But it wasn't just, I don't know that it's just the station as well. And then they had the flooding, and then people are asking money.
That's a lot of things.
Donate to Red Cross. Donate to Salvation
Army.
I'm
still somebody who's disappointed if I don't feel like I did as well as I could have done. And I don't think we did. Maybe I didn't go about it right. Maybe I didn't start it early enough. Maybe I started too early. I don't know. But we can make up for it September 15th. Please hold that date. That is the Big 550 Backstoppers Golf Tournament. It'll probably be the only golf tournament I will do in a year, all year. I'm not a golf tournament person. I make an exception for Backstoppers and not only play. I'll meet everybody there who plays. We will dine together, if you want to call it that. It's a casual, under the gazebo, great food from Peroni's. Is that...
Yes.
Yeah. I always think I'm getting that wrong. You know why? Because there's a penis disease called Peroni's disease. Something like that.
No,
It's Pyroni.
Pyroni.
Yeah. And I'm always afraid I'm calling it the wrong... I don't want to call it crooked penis pizza.
No.
It's Peroni's, not to be confused with Pyroni's. So that's coming up September 15th. So all I can say is please hold that date because I am promised at any time now we'll have... we'll have all the information on that and what you need to do to play or be a sponsor or whatever. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
You mentioned Saturday night and the money that our table raised and that you were disappointed, but we can add some more money to what we donated.
Well, that'll tell me more. Tell me more.
I will tell you more. We, everyone in the entire place, and Peon was witness to this, along with Jason Becker, who was there at our
table. I'm glad he and his wife were able to go.
They had a blast. They had fun.
Good.
And then Paul and his wife.
Paul Harvey?
Yeah, Paul Harvey was there.
Harris.
No, Paul Harris was there and his wife. But
it was over. Did he go, we had a good time?
Yes.
No.
So everyone in the entire place stood up, and it was like, what was it, $10 a table, so a dollar a person. Everyone paid a dollar to get into this, and it was the heads or tails game where they flip a coin.
Right.
And they do heads or tails. And I kept picking the right thing all the way through. And then it got down to two, and there was me and another guy.
You know that, what's his name, the host controls that. You don't see the coin.
No, I understand that, but he did not...
he didn't alter the results.
No, he didn't alter the results because he even said that he did not alter the results because he was shocked, and I ended up winning the entire thing.
So what does that mean? What do you win?
$2,700.
But then you have to give it back.
I never touched the money. Yeah. I never touched $1 of it.
And you never thought about touching
it? No, I never. I didn't even think about the money until he says, what are you going to do with the money? I'm like, what money? Oh, I forgot I won money. How much was it? $2,700.
I just got a text, yeah. And you know who this guy is. He sends me a text. He wants attention. Mm. We're talking about voices.
Uh-huh.
Jim Cox. Remember Jim Cox?
Jim Cox?
Yeah, I thought he passed away, but I just got a text from him.
Really?
And he says, I'll be 81 May 31st. He wants everybody to know that, that he still sounds good. Jim, come on, man.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but he does.
He does
still sound the same as he did. I mean, when he was 50, he sounds the same. Mm-hmm. But back to last night. So you put the money back in.
Yes, you put the money back in.
See, this is where I'm a schmuck because I won something at a charity thing one night, and I just took it.
Well, I know.
I didn't give it back.
I know.
You would have had a hard time.
No, no, at this Saturday event, night, you can't do that. No, because you get the stink out.
Impossible.
Yeah. And isn't it funny, though, that if you just said, hey, would everybody just cough up a dollar? Not everybody would do it. But if you make it a game, right, if you play a game, then they will, knowing that it's just going to go right back in. That's just funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like you can't get people to just flat out write a check, but if there's a chance to win something, then they'll give to the charity, knowing they're probably not going to win. It's interesting to me.
And I'm not sure when all of this stuff started, because they've been doing trivia nights and all these different mouse races and all this other stuff for charity events. And then they do 50-50 drawings and all this other stuff. I'm not exactly sure when it all started to where the person that, say, won the 50-50 drawing said, you know what,
back.
I don't want that money.
Well, here's how it started. Somebody did it, mm-hmm. and then it's sort of like if you don't do it, you're a putz.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You kept it.
Yeah.
This is a great story. I was, years ago, I've told this before, I was hired to, it was to host a picnic or something, and it was for a school. I don't know what it was. It was like a community college. And so they said, would you come out and host our spring whatever? It was outside, and they had some games. And it was a well-known college, two-year college. So I said, yeah. And I remember the fee. It was $800. I got $800. And all I had to really do is go out and eat a hamburger and mingle and get up and thank everybody. So when it was over, this guy comes up to me and says, thank you. And I said, well, thank you. And he says, you know, last year we had blank blank from Casey come out. And at the end, he got up and announced that he was giving his money back to the college. Mm-hmm. And I said, really? Well, that's really nice of him and good for him. And he just stood there and stared at me. And I said, why don't you just go ahead and say what you're trying to say? You want me to give you back the money you paid me to come here? No. And I'll tell you why. I might have considered it had you not gotten up and told me I need to be like the Casey guy.
Yeah.
You picked the wrong way to do it. I'm keeping the money.
Mm.
And you know they canceled their advertising? Now, how about that? They hire me, and I might add, they insisted I sign an agreement, like in case I didn't show or something.
Yeah.
For your appearances, we will pay you. So I signed the thing, which was rare. I never do that. I've never not shown up. And then they got the nerve to say, well, so-and-so gave his back. And I said, here's what you need to know. Here's why he gave it back. It's called grandstanding. Okay, he did it because he thought it made him look like a really neat person and a real generous person. I don't need to make myself look like anything. We agreed I'd get paid, you pay me, and that's where it ends. It canceled their schedule.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So what else you got?
That's pretty much about it right now.
Pion, did you have anything?
I did, but I can...
I'll tell you, this is, I love it when we do this.
What? Can we add that $2,700 to what we donated as a show?
Oh, I think so.
I absolutely think we should be able to, and that puts us at about $7,000.
Yeah. I feel better. Yeah. I feel better.
No, that was I feel pretty. Well, thank you, Dan, for helping push us over the top.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's good news. Peon will have his contribution to the Burke segment after a word from one of our sponsors, Thompson Price. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. We have talked about them for 21 years, the second longest running advertiser we have. American Equity is number one at 25. Coming in at number two, like Casey Kasem, coming in at number two is Thompson Price at 21 years. Now, they wouldn't still be on here after 21 years if it weren't for one thing, results. People who are AM and the PM calling or coming by the showroom and having Thompson Price be, is that your final answer? Their final decision was, even after they talked to two or three other people, we're going with Thompson Price. And letting them know that you're AM and the PM, that's the reason they're still with us. And again, to advertisers out there listening, people who have businesses or who are in charge of advertising, pay close attention to the people you hear me speak for, and you'll notice that the average is 8 years. Nobody with half a brain keeps spending this kind of money unless the return is great and you get back more than you're putting in. They wouldn't. They're not stupid. They're business people. So take that into consideration. I talked to Tom Price a couple days ago. Business is great. Right now they're doing a couple of projects for people who are listeners. In fact, they just did a quote on a project for another advertiser for their bathroom at home. So if you're at that point where you love the house but you hate the kitchen or the master bathroom or whatever, or that downstairs, which never did have a decent bathroom because in the beginning somebody just sort of, what do they call it? They finish out the basement. There's a word for when you do the basement and you do the plumbing and everything so that a bathroom could be put down there.
Finished it?
No, there's a word for it, but they never really... They never really did a real bathroom. Well, now your family
plumbed it out or something.
Yeah, something like that. Now maybe now's the time. Maybe now you're ready to do a real bathroom. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Thompson Price showroom in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester, and of course online at Thompson. Oh, make sure, okay, how many people you talk to, make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you talk to. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Meet me.
All right, another guy that was there at the trivia night Saturday night, and they're claiming that their table beat our table.
Ha! No, wait, it is not.
Oh, no, it's not. It's Frank Ladd.
That's right, Frank Ladd today.
I'm sorry about that. Okay, Frank Ladd, take it away.
Well, we've already got delays westbound on Highway 64 west of McKnight, out to an earlier accident near Highway 270. Had a couple lanes blocked there. So you're stop and go through that long stretch. Already building traffic westbound on Highway 64 Hampton out to about the Tam Avenue overpass. And it's heavy in the depressed section this afternoon, westbound 44 between the Mutual and the Poplar Street Bridge. This update brought to you by Staples. When it's time for new technology, go to Staples. Purchase a new PC or printer at Staples and receive 30 days of tech support for free. See your store or staples.com. For details, Staples, it's pro time. I'm Frank Ladd in the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Firehouse Subs is proud to announce that now you can get the big taste of any of their 10 specialty subs in a new flavor-packed small size. New small subs start at just $3.99, and they're under 500 calories each. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with traffic updates from the best in the business. Tim Weiland to get you home.
My job is to get you from point A to point B with the least amount of hassle and the safest way possible.
Weekday mornings, wake up to McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. You'll get the latest from ABC News, the award-winning KTRS News Department, weather from Fox 2, and the latest traffic updates from the hardest-working traffic guy in radio. Yep, you guessed it, Tim Weiland. Traffic reports when you need them. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
I don't have sinus problems, so I don't know how bad it can be, but some of my friends talk about it, and I see what they go through, and I feel so terrible for them. Every time I see a friend with sinus problems, I tell them about my other friend, Dr. Karen Boone at Metro Sinus. She's an ear, nose, and throat doctor in St. Charles, and people come from all over the region to go get help from Dr. Karen Boone in Metro Sinus. She will solve your sinus problems one way or the other. But what's great about Dr. Karen Boone is that she has perfected a procedure called balloon sinuplasty. She will enlarge your sinuses so they drain properly. No more sinus headaches, no more sinus infections. In fact, colds, well, we all get colds, but people with sinus infections and sinus issues, their colds last for weeks at a time because they don't drain properly. Dr. Karen Boone can solve that problem. Covered by insurance, covered by Medicare, and it's an hour-long procedure, so you're back to work the next day. 636-685-8040. Or Dr. Karen Boone at MetroSinus.com.
Hi, I'm John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. Now is the best time for you to give them a call at 636-916-1122 because as we get out of the cooler weather and into the hot weather, you want to make sure that your cooling system is ready to handle the task. Have Premier Heating and Cooling come out and give you a checkup. They are the most experienced and oldest American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. They work on and maintain every major brand of heating and cooling products. Their certified factory-trained technicians are all fully licensed and insured and ready to do the job. They've been servicing the St. Louis and St. Charles area for many, many years, 25 years of experience in residential and commercial HVAC. And not only are they A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, but most of their business at Premier Heating and Cooling comes from people who were referred by family members or friends. Whether your needs are residential and they'll sit down and talk with you about the best plan for your system, or you're working with a commercial system, there is only one number to know, 636-916-1122. That's where you find Premier Heating and Cooling.
Remember the old refrain, will you still need me, will you still feed me, when I'm 64? Byerly is 64 years old, and we still hear from people about the trailers Walter Byerly built back in the 40s and 50s. We found the 1958 model in great shape, and after a little refurbishing, it's ready to hit the road again. Another man sent me a picture with a caption, all I remember is that Grandpa lived in it, and Grandma would bring him dinner every night from the front house. I bet there's more to that story. It's fun owning a company with such a history. Imagine the stories you could create in an RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailers.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailers.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com.
This is Jim McMillan. You know, I've been a family man for a long time, and now I want to tell you about another family that I just love, and that's the Fertilome family. Fertilome is known across the country as one of the most complete families of products that goes to work on lawns and gardens every day. Tree foods, evergreen foods, lawn foods, weed killers, insecticides, fungicides, and the list goes on and on. Chances are that when you visit your favorite nursery, one of the first names you see is Fertilome, because your nurseryman is a pro and he knows there's always a cure for your lawn or garden problem somewhere in the Fertilome family. When you buy a Fertilome product, you buy years of testing in the industry, and many of those products are not found in any other line. So why not make Fertilome a member of your family today? So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, what a great family.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us in a worldwide technology soccer park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now to get tickets as St. Louis FC returns home to battle Toronto FC 2 on Friday, June 2nd at 7:30 p.m. Presented by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers. After the floods forced them on the road for over a month, it's time to pack the house and reopen Worldwide Technology Soccer Park in Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
Thank you, Mr. Excitement. That was...
crazed soccer fan voice.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Crazed soccer fan voice. Hey, I think you know, I think most of you know Amini's, what Amini's is, where Amini's is. It's in Chesterfield Valley. It's a copper dome on top of the building. And it is... it's actually down in the valley.
Valley so low.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
You know, with any advertiser, any company, any business, you got to find a hook, a way to get people's attention. And boy, that little harmonica thing down in the valley, that has set the meanies over the top. Without that, I don't know. It's people wasting money on slogans and jingles. All we have to do is down in the valley, and boom, they're having a $1 million Memorial Day marathon sale. That sounds like a big deal to me. It starts this Thursday. It goes for 5 days. No sales tax for 5 days. They pay the equivalent of the sales tax for 5 days on all kinds of stuff through the store. They have a factory direct sale on things like Castelli. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I've seen the name. Super high quality furniture. They have the largest outdoor furniture sale they have ever had at Amini's, and they have had some monster outdoor furniture sales. They're famous for their outdoor furniture. That is still their number one category, and all the things they sell in terms of just sales is patio furniture, which tells me that lots of people have good taste, and many people are at the point now where they can afford the best of the best patio furniture. They have some extended hours. All the stuff you need to know about this Memorial Day marathon sale, 5 days starting this Thursday, is on their website. And their website is easy. It's aminis.com. Again, Chesterfield Valley. You don't, even if you're not going to Chesterfield Valley, well, next time I'm there. No, go there just to go to Amini's. You will not be sorry. And please tell them you're AM and the PM. We'd appreciate that. And now with part two of the Burke segment, here's PM.
Oh, and that thing you were talking about, like down in the basement when you were talking about Thompson Price, mm-hmm. It's rough in.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Roughed in. Yeah, roughed in for a bathroom. Yeah. Thank you. That's you were close with plumbed in.
Yeah, something like that. But,
it is roughed in. And now here's Eon the peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yesterday,
all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Suddenly.
I did not rehearse that.
I'm not half the man I used to be.
There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Guys, listen to them. They love that. No, can't do any more. No. They're holding up signs. Do more. And now here's Eon the Peon.
Yes, thank you very much. Yesterday? We were looking to get out and do something.
We who?
The family, my wife and my son.
You have a wife and son?
I do, yes. I never talk about this.
No.
And there's a railroad down
in the valley.
It's in near Wildwood, near 109.
I know where
it
is.
And it's a smaller railroad. I think it's like a 12-inch track. So it's I don't know what, like the Zoo Railroad track.
Okay, so is. not a real full size.
No, not like not like a miniature one that you just watch. This is one you can ride, but they're still cleaning up from the flood, so it's not quite open yet. I think it's going to be open next weekend. So we were going to do that, and then we had to find something else to do. So we heard that recently they redid the Keener Plaza, and now it's a brand new area. You know, they started from scratch, and now there's like a playground area for kids, a couple fountains.
A recording of the meeting where they actually started from scratch? Mm-hmm. We have that meeting, that recording.
Yeah. This meeting will come to order.
Oh, there it is right there. Starting from scratch.
And, I think I heard, my dad told me yesterday, it was like $23 million project or something. And it's very nice. Hopefully it'll stay nice. We'll see. You know, because anything new looks nice. But real nice granite tiles on the ground and everything. And the playground is like real natural. Like there's a bunch of wooden logs, you know, that were carved to look like actual logs that kids can climb on. There's like a net and things like that. So we did that. That was fun. And then we walked down to the riverfront again. Because I think Archie and I did that a couple months back. And the arch is getting closer to being done. I think they're doing the trams back up to the top again. But you have to buy the tickets inside the courthouse. I've never... Angela and I both said this. Because she had to go to the bathroom. So we walked in the courthouse there. The old courthouse. And I don't think I had ever been inside there. You know,
really?
The Capitol, building, you know, with the big dome on top. It looks like a Capitol building, yeah. It looks like the building in Jefferson City, kind of.
And where is this?
Right downtown, right?
Downtown, right in front of the arch. It's that, it's the
old...
Oh,
no, I've never been in there.
Oh, the old courthouse? Oh, I've been in there. Did you get to walk through it at all?
Yes, yesterday.
It's really
cool.
Holy cow.
It's really
cool in there.
Yeah, I was taken aback by it, because you get in that, center concourse, and you look up to, where that dome is, and it's, there are a couple levels of, balconies that can oversee. It was impressive to see.
We could spend the rest of our lives seeing things just in St. Louis we've never seen.
Exactly.
I know.
Yeah. You never leave town.
I was blown away by it. I was like, I don't think I've ever been inside here, so.
I did that with my daughter when she was in fourth or fifth grade. They took a field trip. Her class took a field trip down there to the old courthouse, and they were studying the judicial system.
The what system?
Judicial. The judicial. I have a cough drop in my mouth, too. So they were studying law and everything, and they had a trial all set up. So they had the jury all set up. They had a prosecutor, a defendant, and the defense attorney. And so we got to go in, and they got to do a mock trial and everything. It was cool in the old courtroom.
Yeah, I've never taken the Anheuser-Busch tour. After we lost it, they went to Belgium.
I've never done that either.
And people from out of town go, oh, wow, that's such a great thing. At the end, and they give you a sample of Budweiser. Never done it.
That's pretty neat.
I've been to the Transportation Museum maybe twice, but not for 20 years, 25 years. Never been to that court. Never been to in the Arch once ever in my whole life in the Arch.
Yeah, it's I've only been up to the top.
It's like things that are close to you, you just do it for some
And they
reason.
Still do a riverboat cruise that leaves from the riverfront. I think it's only like an hour sightseeing.
Yeah, but see,
cruise,
I was under the impression all that stuff was gone.
No, there's still one more boat down there, and there's still the helicopter tours that takes off. It seemed like every 15, 20 minutes.
See, I do think if somebody would bring in, a real riverboat paddle wheel back to the 19 whatever with a Dixieland, I think it would, they'd pack it every week.
Yeah.
Every week, night, every weekend, if you did it right. Because the Goldenrod Showboat, man, oh man, that and the Admiral, I still remember, forget that it's the river, and I know it's muddy, you know. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. You're not there for the water.
You're not going to swim.
No, there for the atmosphere and to feel like you're back in the Roaring Twenties or something. And
they Hannibal still has that. You can do
right.
Riverboat cruises there.
Now, when I was a kid in Tennessee, out of Memphis, they would cruise it's called the Avalon, and it was very similar to the Admiral. And I think a lot of river cities had these boats like this, where they had a theater and a play and a band, and then another ballroom. There was a Dixieland band room, then there was a ballroom with an orchestra. You remember this? I mean, the Admiral at one time.
Oh, yeah.
Big deal.
Admiral was awesome. Then the game room was on the very bottom.
I don't know how they navigated without hitting something. Because to me, the river, when I think about the river, I just think of running into something. Either big logs or barges or whatever. But yeah, that was a blast. And of course, the top deck of the Admiral, Makeout Central. Mm-hmm. That's where everybody made out up there.
And then they had the president down on the riverfront for a while.
Oh, that's right. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, the president would go up and down. And then when I worked at WMRY, we used to do blues cruises on there, too. And have
remember the Mississippi Queen and Delta Queen races?
Yes, yeah.
They'd race?
Yeah.
Wow.
Memories like the corners of my mind.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So, I'm sorry, Peon, go ahead.
No, that was it. I have one more story, though. I saw this today. We mentioned lately, I like to use the term fake outrage, but in this article, They labeled a whole generation as the outrage generation. I kind of like that. This new people that get up in arms, they almost, you know, that I am so outraged at this. Yeah. When no, it's just not a big deal to most people. The University of Michigan, they were renovating a century-old Michigan Union building. So they thought it would be nice to get some input from the students on how the renovations, you know, should take and what they should do and not. And so and this article says, in theory, not a bad idea. But it took one person, Anna Wibbleman, who is the former president of Building a Better Michigan, which is an organization. Now, wait till you hear this. This will just make you roll your eyes right here. An organization that voices student concerns about university development. And she stated at a government meeting in late March that minority students felt marginalized by quiet, imposing, masculine paneling.
What?
Found throughout the 100-year-old building.
Doesn't make any sense.
Paneling?
Yes.
The paneling in the building?
The wood paneling, yes. They had wood paneling in the building. You know that, it's kind of like right what we have across the hall here, which is now the piano bar. You
How
know,
does that make anybody feel anything, except maybe it's too dark in here?
She feels, let's see, current president of Building a Better Michigan, Jazz Testy, stated that Wilberman's
Jazz Testies?
Yes, Testies. Wow. That her comment wasn't necessarily about the wood paneling. She goes, I believe it was an offhand comment about how many students felt marginalized by the quiet nature of the building.
What does that even mean?
Marginalized. One of those new buzzwords, yeah. Marginalized.
I kind of understand what that means, but how does paneling make you feel marginalized?
So this article says it's one thing to say you find certain architecture or design impressive, as in stuffy or uncomfortable. It's a whole different thing to call the walls racist. That's essentially what this woman is saying. She said the woman literally thought the students of a certain skin color would get freaked out by an old building.
No, they wouldn't.
Triggered what? By no, architecture. They wouldn't.
Now they'll pretend to be,
right,
since she
yes.
did this.
So this is just another, the outrage generation. I like that one.
And if you asked anybody who are now to jump on that wagon, what exactly is it that you feel so strongly about? They couldn't tell you.
Well,
they couldn't tell you.
They just throw out buzzwords like that. They really don't even know what they mean, but they go, these are trigger words. I'll use marginalized and oppressive and things like that, where if you they feel like if you just throw those words out, they carry such weight that something will be changed. So I thought that was wood paneling now can be racist. I was not aware.
Well, now you know.
Now you know. That's all I have.
And now they continue to take down all these statues, these Confederate Robert E. Lee statue gone, you know. All of a sudden, after all these years, the statue itself screams racism.
And it's horrible.
It screams a lot of things.
But I don't understand, because it's a part of history.
History, yes.
It is. It and you may not like what happened back then, but it's still a part of history.
And by taking, I'm not going to get this.
I know.
This is something we don't even do. Let's close the Burke segment. Burke segment is officially closed. I saw two terrific movies this weekend, and they're now available Netflix, Redbox, download, whatever, and we'll get into them maybe a little later. I'll just tell you what they were. One was Sully. I generally don't get excited about a Tom Hanks movie because I'm not a huge Tom Hanks fan. I don't dislike the guy. I think he's solid, but he's kind of Tom Hanks. And I will tell you, though, the same case with Captain Phillips. Did you ever see that? The true story?
No, I haven't seen either of those.
Holy cow. You got to see it. And Sully, I didn't even... wasn't excited about seeing it, but then somebody, Tom Price, told me. He said, "Oh, it's a great movie." I watched it. Oh my goodness, it was good. And Tom Hanks kind of does have the ability to become Forrest Gump or to become Captain Phillips or become, even though it's still Tom Hanks, and you sit there not forgetting it's Tom Hanks. If this makes sense, he's still a pretty good actor. And the Sully. It was nothing like I thought it would be. I thought, well, how can you make a whole movie about this? He lands the plane and they get out. But boy, did they run that guy through the ringer. And it's a typical, it's all about money. The insurance companies tried their best not to have to pay, trying to prove that he could have actually gone to an airport. It's unbelievable. And A Dog's Purpose. What a great movie. If you like dogs, and don't go, I don't want to see it because I don't want to be sad. It's not sad. It's actually not. And it was really well done, and done differently than any other dog movie. Have you guys seen this?
No.
No, not
you gotta,
yet.
You got to see A Dog's Purpose. If you, unless you hate dogs. If you like dogs, you'll love this movie. I'll talk a little bit more maybe about them later. Right now it is time to talk about somebody I mentioned earlier who is the longest-running advertiser we have, American Equity Mortgage. I don't know that owning a home is a priority for everybody. There was a time in the good old days when a kid turned 16, especially boys, and that day of that birthday, no later, they wanted a driver's license and a car, and the privilege of driving was everything. There was also a time when owning a home, as soon as you could do it, was the American dream. I'd like to think it still is, and some people it happens for them sooner than others. Some people are lucky. As a wedding present, they get a down payment on a house. Didn't happen with me, but good for you if it did. Some people in their 40s before they own a home, 50. But you're going to need a mortgage unless you just inherit a lot of money or saved a lot of money. So here we go, American Equity Mortgage. Now, many people who have homes find themselves needing money for something they didn't expect to have to pay for, and they don't have the cash for it. This is where being a homeowner is a good thing, because you have equity, and equity is a great thing when you need to borrow money. It means you can use that equity to borrow money and get the lowest rate I think you're going to get anywhere on a loan, unless your brother-in-law is real rich and he says, let's have it 1% or no interest. Outside of that, being a homeowner, you have a great advantage borrowing money. Let me show you how that works. It's called a bill consolidation or a home equity loan. And I think by now you know who they are. They're American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com. Or 314, and here's the part where you don't want to mess this up, 878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
When the Big 550 KTRS needed electrical work done, they went with Strive Company. You should, too. For your electrical, media, and security needs, join the tribe and go with Strive.
Who doesn't love huge savings? Shop Dell's Memorial Day sale with daily rotating deals on hot tech, like the latest Dell PCs with Intel Core processors. Call 800-BUY-DELL.